1918, Congress passed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, a landmark wildlife protection law that has saved millions of birds since its inception. To celebrate this important law's centennial, the National Aquarium is joining more than 190 organizations in celebrating this year as the Year of the Bird by promoting the protection of migratory birds in the U.S. and beyond. Here at the Aquarium, this means talking more about a little-known and very important topic, migratory bird strikes. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Joining me today to discuss migratory bird strikes is Lindsay Jacks, the National Aquarium's senior aviculturist and director of Lights Out Baltimore, an all-volunteer organization that strives to make our city safer for migratory birds. Thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me, John.
I've read a shocking figure about bird collisions with buildings. Is it really true that bird strikes kill 1 billion migratory birds in North America every year?
Yeah, sadly, that's true. Birds typically fly during migration months, and that's when the majority of the strikes happen, during spring and fall migration.
Many people might think of bird and wildlife migration as a coastal or even a rural phenomenon, but I've learned that's not the case. Why are most bird strikes in cities like Baltimore?
Birds migrate at night because there are less predators, and they navigate by using the moon and the constellations, so white light. And as they fly over a large city like ours, they're drawn in by the ton of white light that we have, and they're drawn into the city. They hang out in a tree, and when the sun starts to come up, they decide to fly to another tree. Unfortunately, that other tree is just a reflection of a tree, and it's a glass window. There is also a huge myth that tall skyscrapers are the biggest problem, but it's the first 30 to 40 feet from the ground up, directly across from a tree, that are the most problematic for birds.
So in cities like ours, when bird strikes do occur, what happens and what can we do?
So typically about 450 migratory birds die per year in Baltimore City alone. So Lights Out Baltimore monitors downtown buildings. We have about 20 to 25 buildings that we monitor during those four migration months. We actually not only find dead birds, but we also rescue birds. So one out of three birds that we find on the ground are just stunned and slightly injured. So we carefully pick them up, and then we take them to a wildlife rehabilitator. We work specifically with Phoenix Wildlife Center in Phoenix, Maryland.
If someone listening to this sees a stunned bird on the ground, what should they do?
The best thing to do would be to contact Lights Out Baltimore or Phoenix Wildlife Center to report that injured bird. If you're a homeowner and you have trees directly across from your windows, the best thing to do is to move your bird feeder closer to the house. 5 or less feet from the house is better.
Now, I understand there's also steps that businesses can take to lessen the possibility of bird strikes, too. Is that right?
Yeah, the number one thing that businesses can do in downtown in any business is to flip a switch. Turning off non-essential lighting at night reduces confusing birds that are flying over on the Atlantic Flyway. You can also change exterior lighting to any such cool color, such as blue or green, and that usually doesn't attract or confuse the birds. The National Aquarium actually did this in 2010, and it's the first building downtown in Baltimore City to change exterior lighting to reduce bird collisions. The National Aquarium is doing more than just changing exterior lighting. They are now actually mitigating migratory bird strikes by adding a durable film that will be applied to the outside of the aquarium.
Well, we're proud to be the first aquarium in the country to take this step to protect migratory birds, and we hope it sets a good example for other building owners in Baltimore. Lindsay, thanks again for taking the time to join me and talk about this very important topic.
Thanks for having me, John.
To learn more about how you can help make Baltimore safer for migratory birds or to become involved in volunteer efforts, visit lightsoutbaltimore.org. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.